See, I'm going to move on to Division of Wildlife now. Number 24, land acquisition. Paul, are you going to handle this one?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I do have one land item for you. It's a property exchange, and I would direct your attention to page 114 in your Commission book. And there you'll find resolution 2109. And I presented information about this potential land exchange to you last month, and I'm seeking approval of the resolution by the commission this month to move forward with exchanging the properties. Following the resolution in your book, there are a couple of maps. The first one showing kind of a larger scale view of the properties involved. The department, we're proposing to dispose of three smaller tracts that kind of sit on the outside edge of the main Medicine Knoll Creek game production area, and those would be in exchange for a larger 320-acre parcel that you can see in the kind of the upper right-hand corner of the large-scale map. And then, of course, following that map are a couple that show specifically the GF&P properties involved, as well as the Smith property that we'll be receiving in the exchange. So really, Mr. Chairman, with that, I stand here requesting that you adopt Resolution 2109, and of course, we'll take any questions you might have regarding this.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions or comments for Paul? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 21-909. There's been a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Nicely done, Paul.
Yeah, nice work. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
A lot more work on your end than 60 seconds worth of committee time, but sure appreciate the work you do. Makes it look easy for us, so thanks. All right, number 25, Alex, are you going to give the River Otter season monitoring update?
Mr. Chair, we did that yesterday prior to starting our discussion, sure. So that one would be complete, so we can go on to 26 with John Lott and spawning update.
Great. Welcome, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Trying to get my video back up here, but it's not working right now. I think I had it on earlier and they had to turn it off for me. Great. There. Thank you. Good morning again. This morning I've got some good news to report to you about spring spawning and stocking activities. If you remember back in 2020 with the situation with COVID, we did not conduct spawning operations last spring or trap and transfer operations. With spawning and stocking of walleyes, that really increased the need this year. We have a set schedule for some waters, other waters, we survey and we decide if they need to be stocked or not. And the fact that we skipped stocking some last year meant that we had a walleye egg request this year of about 200 million eggs. If you look in your commission books on page 118 and 119, we have the walleye spawning information for this year, some information on the planned stockings, as well as some information specifically on the urban fisheries. We set some records this year on walleye spawning. As always, we're a little nervous at the beginning of the walleye spawning season. However, we took a total of 211 million eggs. The egg take started very slow in the southeast portion of the state. As a result of that, we reprioritized our spawning locations, and we went into the Moro River portion of Lake Oahe and ran a spawning operation there. as you can see from the tables that are presented there, that top one, on Lake Oahe and the Grand and the Moro River arms, we took about 96 million eggs. Eastern South Dakota, we had about 115 million eggs. And then West River, we took a small number of walleye eggs at Belfouche and Angostura with the idea that we would raise those at Cleghorn, and if everything works out well, be able to use those to meet the stocking requests for fall juveniles for Stockade and Sheridan Lake. On the bodies of water in the Northeast that really were good this year for walleye stocking, we have Pius and Lynn and Middle Lynn. Drywood also, we took some eggs from, and again in the Southeast, Sinai, Brush, and West 81. It was just very hard for us to get going down there with the walleye egg take. We can hold about 190 million walleye eggs at Blue Dog right now. So those other walleye eggs that we took beyond that, we sent to Gavin's Point National Fish Hatchery, and that will help us with some of our western South Dakota stocking needs in the prairie reservoirs there. Overall stocking requests for fry, those newly hatched fry about the size of a mosquito, that's the majority of the stocking requests this year at about 95 million. For juveniles, about 1.7 million walleye juveniles. Those are typically the ones that are a couple inches in length at most that we raise at the hatchery at Blue Dog for about a month after they hatch as fry. We also are planning to stock this year about 430,000 sawguy, which are a cross between a walleye and sawguy, and we're evaluating if those do better in some of our more shallow and turbid lakes than just the pure walleyes do. With regards to stocking, again, COVID in 2020 really put a kink in our ability to do a trap and transfer operations of fish, especially East River. We were able to stock trout pretty well last year. We also benefited some last year from Prairie Aquatech in Brookings and also Gavin's Point National Fish Hatchery, providing us with some trout for East River. And this year's a whole other story. We had an early ice out that allowed our field crews to get out and to trap and transfer species like pike, perch, largemouth bass, and catfish. In addition to those, we had our hatchery stockings that were occurring. One nice thing that we changed to this year with operations was we started raising trout at Blue Dog. They were taken over there last year and raised over winter, and we used those trout to help us meet the urban fishery stockings over there this spring. And that process of using Blue Dog to help to meet those eastern South Dakota trout stockings for urban fisheries will continue this year, beginning with the fall stockings this year. One neat thing with stocking, especially as we get into urban fisheries, is we are experimenting with recirculating aquaculture system technology called RAS for short. We're doing this at Cleghorn mostly, and there we're raising some hybrid green sunfish to help support some specific urban community fishery events with the idea of stocking right before the event, and then evaluating how those fish contribute over time. That's mostly at Cleghorn, and there we have a visitors center as well that we're currently converting to be its own standalone recirculating aquaculture system to help us to raise some of the other species of fish besides the trout, like sunfish, bass, walleyes, other species that besides the trout are really beneficial in urban and community fishery stocking. So we've got some exciting stuff going on with our fish production and stocking, especially for urban fisheries. And we had a heck of a year on walleye spawning. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Anybody have any questions for John? John, when you guys are pulling these fish, do you ever see any of the bait fish that they're taking in pre-spawn or anything like that as they come through the nets, or maybe they're spitting anything out? Or what's kind of the primary source of pre-spawn bait for the fish on Oahu?
Well, that's a tough one. It all depends on the year. Some things we typically see are smelt will be spit up. Especially it's the pike that we see, the pike and the catfish that will spit up things in the nets. The walleyes, we don't see that much spit up from in the spring, but smelt are one, at times perch, and then on the Grand and Morrow area, we see other small fish. I believe this year one thing they saw, which was very positive, was shad. And if we have shad back in Oahu, good numbers, that helps diversify that food source out there for the fish. So
is the primary smelt back to being like the top bait fish for walleye in Oahu, or is the gizzard shad making a comeback?
I would say smelt are certainly a staple with lake herring in parts of the reservoir. As you go up the reservoir, species like freshwater drum and the white bass and crappie also contribute pretty well, as do the smaller perch. The gizzard shad are very dynamic. If we have mild winters and the right water levels, they overwinter well and contribute, but then there's other periods of time where they'll be pretty much absent from the system for a number of years in a row.
Very well. Yeah, great work. Appreciate the report.
Mr. Chair, one more thing, one neat thing. We had about 70 different staff that actually participated this year, all different components of the Wildlife Division and some Parks Division employees. So just would like to thank all those people that helped, had some volunteers as well, and it was a great team effort.
Yeah, great. I saw a lot of the social media stuff with the staff and folks working on catching those fish to harvest the eggs. It looked like there were some really big fish in a few of those. When will we get the report on how many of those 10-plus pounders that you guys were finding while you were doing this?
Well, we don't really record the lengths and weights on the majority of those fish. We did have a number, though, over 10. The Morrow River is one I worked on a couple days, and it's probably the best I've ever seen out there for the numbers of big fish. We had one fish that was 16 pounds, 10 ounces, which would have been larger than the state record. And on Friday last week, we were able to get Director Kirschman up there, and he got to hold up a fish about 11 and a half pounds.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate all your work.
Yep, certainly.
All right, we'll go on to number 27. Travis, are you hearing that? Would you already do that one?
Yep, 27 is done, Mr. Chair. We just have number 28, and I'm going to handle that one for Heather this morning.
Great.
Circling back to the stocking and the spawning efforts, again, we want to thank all the staff that participated in that. That was quite an effort to reach that 200 million eggs. It's a daunting task, but they worked very diligently, and they were even gracious enough to put up with me for one day. And when we did catch one of those, I quickly said that I do want a picture of a fish that big, because I know I'll never catch one that big. So at least I documented that I was able to see one and actually physically hold one. But I told my son I caught it with a jig head, but I don't think he believed me. So, but a great job by all of our staff in that spawning effort. Commissioners, the license sales report for Division of Wildlife, that's found on page 120, your last page there. Things look really, really, really good yet. When we put in perspective, looking at the three-year average and where we're at, both on the resident and non-resident side, we still see strong license sales collectively between resident and non-resident. looking at a three-year trend, we're just about 20% ahead, which is fantastic. One of the things that we are looking at closely right now, if you look at comparisons of this year to last year, 21 to 20, in particular on the resident side, what we are seeing, though, is a pretty good drop in the annual fishing license sales. And so trying to figure out and attribute what that is all attributing to that decrease. But what's also important that if you compare it to 2018, 2019, we're still doing fantastic. And we've got a lot of folks out enjoying our fishing resources and getting out there and fishing. But seeing that drop, we are doing some conscious efforts to reaching out to those folks and continue to remind them of the great fishing opportunities we have in South Dakota, get them excited and get them back in the outdoors and doing that activity as well. When we look on the non-resident side, things look really strong, both on the hunting license sales side and the fishing license sales. Those are still very strong. So we're really optimistic of how this season looks, how the year is going, and what the future holds for us. Maybe one of the most exciting things that we are seeing and hearing from across the state in respect to pheasant numbers and hunting for this coming fall, it really doesn't matter what part of eastern or central South Dakota that we talk to people or hear from people, the general comment is, man, we're seeing a lot of pheasants. And things are really exciting. We've had a very mild and open winter for the most part. We had good survival coming through the winter. Things look really good for generally across the state for pheasant nesting. Hopefully we don't continue on the real dry trend and see some of that drop off at the later end when during brood rearing. But I would offer to you that right now we're set up for a banner year. It really looks fantastic out there, and it could be a really fantastic one of the best pheasant hunting season we've had a long time as things continue to progress as they are right now. So, and that should only equate to our license sales there as well. So things look really good. The season is setting up really well. Fishing is picking up. Folks are doing well, catching some good fish. We hope some more folks will take advantage of those opportunities and get out there. And with that, Mr. Chair and Commissioners, we'll certainly try to answer any questions you have, but things are looking really good as we speak.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Anybody have any questions or comments for Tom? Matt, I think that we wrapped up, except for I'll give the Secretary closing comments if he'd like to.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioners, for a great meeting. I just want to thank staff for putting all this together. Matt, the park looks fantastic, sir. Thank you to all your staff. We're really eager to have another great year in our park system. Our license sales look very good in the hunting and fishing world. You know, the Nest Predator Bounty is going very well. We have over 16,000 tails already submitted, and that's going strong. Turkey season's in full swing. The fish are starting to really bite with the post-spawn bite here. Things are just, it's time to get outdoors, and you can feel it in the air. The weather's been phenomenal these last couple days in Custer State Park, and you can just feel spring and summer in the air, so I hope everybody gets out and enjoys the great outdoor opportunities we have here in South Dakota. So just want to thank staff for everything we do. There's so many great presentations that are always given at these meetings. A lot of work, a lot of dedication goes into these. So sure appreciate everything, folks, and yes, have a great May, and we'll see you all in June.
Any other commission topics or anything that we want to get on the record for the meeting at Dithers? You can submit those to Kevin or Rachel or myself if you have something that you want to see us talk about or have some time spent on. Other than that, we'll look forward to seeing everybody down at Dithers. We're adjourned.